Okay, I'm looking at third group PHP now, which is really just a bunch of ands and ors. So we're going to go through some of these and look at how ands and ors are handled. And for those of you who are comfortable with these, sorry about that. Okay, the first one we actually looked at last time, which is the HTML, and I want to go over that one more time, just for the address point of view, because I'm still getting a lot of questions about the address. Okay, so we're doing cisweb.bristolcc.edu, which is the host, /tildpgrocer, or whatever your username is. Okay, and then I look at the directories that I'm in, and I'm in CIS 159, S18, and then third group PHP, and then I want to bring up the form, there's amount form get.html. Okay, so there's my address, except that I managed to do something wrong.
Is that the slash between files?
Thank you. Okay. And I've also got to get that back. Okay, so this is bringing up a very simple form. Okay, and if I look at the code for this, it is just that. It's a very simple form. The form action is to go to form amount get.php, and the method is get. Okay, and that's the important thing. And then I have a submit down at the bottom, which will cause it to execute the action when I hit the submit button. Okay? And the information that I collect in the form will be sent over using the get method. Okay, so that's the first form. So now when I click on it and it goes over, this is what's going to happen. Okay? So it's going to go over, and anything that it is sending, I can get in this program. So I'm saying get the amount that was sent and assign it to $amount. I can assign it anything I want. I don't have to have the amount there. I just do it because it helps me keep track of stuff if I call it the same thing on two forms. If I call it a different thing on two forms, I'm going to start wondering if it is the same thing. Okay, so I call it the same thing. So then I get into the if statement, and the if has a condition. Do not put the semicolon at the end of that, because that terminates the if. Okay, and we saw that in JavaScript. And then I have the curly braces that will lock in everything I should do if it's true. Those are complete statements, so they have the semicolon after them. And then I have the else, and I have the curly braces that lock in what I want to do if it's not true. Okay. Then I get out to the echo statement, and I'm saying echo out the word answer in an H3. So I want to have it in the format of an H3. So I'm saying echo out the word answer, and then put out the answer. And again, unique to PHP, or not unique, but not like a lot of other languages, you have the echo and then quotes containing a tag, a literal, and a variable. And you just don't see that in a lot of languages. So I've got a tag in there, I've got a literal, and I've got a variable, all in within quotes. And the dollar sign is a key there, because that tells it that it's a variable. Okay. So there it is. And somewhere in here I have a CIS web. Where did I go? There it is. So if I put in $6,000 and submit it, I'm getting $60,000. Okay? Because again, the question that I asked was if it's greater than $5,000. And again, notice that with the get, I am sending over the information and I can see it up here. And so I know that it captured the right information and is sending the right information over. So again, I would use a get whenever you're working on stuff. If you then want to change it over to a post, it's an easy change. But when you're testing something, the get is kind of nice because it shows you what was captured in the previous program, the HTML, not program, the HTML, and what's being sent over. Okay. And so again, if I go back and I only send over 100, then I do the submit and it's giving me 5,000. And that's not what I wanted to do. 500 rather, okay? And again, if I look at the code, come on. If I look at the code there, amount isn't greater than 5,000, so I'm multiplying it by 5. So I put in 100 and I can see that I put in 100, it took it, multiplied it by 5, and gave me the answer of 500. And again, remember that if I come over here and do a view page source, that's all I see. I don't see the PHP, I just see what is being sent down to the browser to display. So it is setting it up to send down to the browser to display. So if you have any questions, ask. I'm getting a lot of questions for this course, which is why I went over that again. So now we'll go back. And I actually went through and numbered these because I lost track of what everything was. So I actually numbered them. So if you look at these, I decided, and there's one, I decided that I wanted to have it so that I didn't have two programs. I didn't have an HTML, and I didn't have to load something, run it, and everything. I just wanted to have the amount readily available. So I just have the test amount in there so that I can test the program without having to collect the data. Okay? So this is just the simple if statement. And it goes in and asks and responds. So if I look at this one, and I think we don't have to run them all, but if I look at this one, this is going to say, this is simple if _1.php. And it's giving me the answer. Okay, so I'm taking, and it's greater, so it's taking the amount that I put in, or that I have here as a variable, and multiplying it by 10 and giving me the answer. So that's just a very simple if. Okay. And I'm not going to look around for 2, 3, and 4, so I'm not necessarily going to go through all of these. And in fact, I want you to write some of them. So if I go to 4, 4 is an and. And if we run across 2 someplace in here, we can look, oh, there's 2. So I guess I should do that. Okay, so 2 is the same thing as the one we looked at. Okay. Except this time the data is in the PHP. Okay. 3 is the same thing, but it's getting the no. Okay, so we're not going to look, as I said, at all of them. 4 is a and so that's the simple thing. If inventory code equals A, if amount is greater than 5,000, move OK and echo out the message. So I'm saying move message equals OK and echo out the message. And so you will see OK or not see OK. So I'm saying is inventory code equals A, is amount greater than 5,000. What am I actually going to see if I run this one? So this one is called simple and underscore 4.php. And I'm just seeing okay. Now, if I had put in 1,000, what would I be seeing? Nothing. Okay, so I basically suggest that you should be discouraged from doing that kind of thing, because when you see nothing, your first instinct is it didn't work, not that the data isn't correct. So I firmly believe that you should put else's on just about everything so that people get reassured. Okay, and I think I had a 4A. I mean, I wanted it here. And that also got an okay. So let's look at what 4A was. Okay. This one is putting the curly braces in the way a lot of people put them in. So this one has the curly brace up here. Then the curly brace here, this goes. And then I put the 2 at the end, which is one way people do it. The other way is they put them both over there. Okay, so they take those and pull them down both over there. That's the way the world operates. So you shouldn't let the fact that I hate it influence you. Okay, because the world operates that way, and you probably should get to the point that you're doing it. In CIS 120, it's one thing to teach it the other way, but this way, there's an awful lot of this putting out here. You know, I just think it's clearer. I remember them better, so I put them in. But that's overcoming my problem, which is I tend to forget to open and close things like that. So that is the one that is, and then as I said, there's this way of doing it. And then you also will see putting those over there. And you'll also see putting them like this. Okay. So you'll see all of those kinds of variations as to how you're going to handle the closing ones. But there is a real consistency in putting this on the same line. And as I said, that's just not my personal preference, but you probably should follow. So putting that on the side, I just think that how to keep track of. But that's the way it goes. And if I run this one, I still get the okay because I just changed the style here. Okay, five, if I happen to see it, is doing it with the compound. And so the and statement is the compound. If inventory code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000, put out the okay. Okay, six. Has got the else, okay, on the inner one, but not on the other one. So this has got if inventory code equals A, and if inventory code doesn't equal A, what happens?
Problem.
Not A?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing happens.
That's right, nothing happens. Okay. So this one is called simple and to DEC _6.php, and I understood that at one point. And I can't put in two PHPs. Okay. This one is a problem because I came in and code was A, amount was not greater than 2,000, so it went down and did the else. Okay. Now, if I change this and make this a B, and run this now, what am I going to get?
Blank.
Mm-hmm.
Blank screen.
Yeah. I'm getting the blank screen. Okay, so not a good plan. I should have put in a second else that would catch them. Okay. Program 7 gets into an else on both of them. So this time I'm getting bad code. Okay, so if inventory code is not equal to A, it drops down to the lower else and hits bad code. Okay? So this is the way I think you should do it. Not necessarily the curly braces in the right places, but that's the way I think you should do it, is to have the else on both of them. Okay, now if you get into 8, these are the same. Okay, the last one did not have the same message if there was a problem. So could it have been a compound? And this one, can it be a compound? Yes. Because I'm saying, if this and this, put that message out, else, and I don't care which one it is, put out problem. So if these are the same, I can use compound. Same, I can use compound. Okay. Yes, I got that to go away. Okay, that was 8. 9 does what I just said. If you've got A and amount greater than 5,000, it's okay. Else, it's a problem. And any of these you want to run, go ahead and run, but I'm more interested in seeing the... Okay, or is this? If it's A, put out okay. Else, I have a second chance, and that is the amount greater than $5,000. If it is, put out okay. And again, we run into the problem. If it's not A, and not greater than $7,000, if not greater than $5,000, then what am I going to see? I haven't covered the else for that bottom one. Okay, so I've got on this one, A is okay. If it's not A, I've got my second chance of is the amount greater than $5,000. And if it is, I've got okay. And if it's not, I have nothing. So I risk the blank screen again, because if it's not greater than $5,000, I do nothing. So I risk the blank screen again. So I really should have an else in there to handle that. Okay, can this one be a compound?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, there won't be any else on the compound either. It will just be written as if it's A or if amount is greater than 5,000. So it will just be written that way.
So we're written with the pipe?
Yes. In fact, I think it's the next one. If not, it's around here someplace soon. No, that's adding in the problem. Pretty soon, it the pipe will come up. I just don't remember what's in all of these. Okay, so I've got an A, this again. Could this one be a compound?
No.
Yeah. Because I'm saying, if it's A...
Looking at the problem of these.
Yeah, but wait a minute. If it's A, it's okay, right? If it's not A, then the question is amount greater than 5,000? And if it is, it's okay. And if it's not, it's problem. So I haven't left any branches here that I've handled. There's a yes and no on each of them. So that works all right.
Yeah, I just didn't see the first okay.
Oh, okay. So if it's okay, and can this be a compound? Yeah, because they're the same. The yeses are the same. So I'm saying if it's A and amount is greater than 5,000, okay, else problem. Okay, so this one can have that as well. Okay, that was 11, 12. Sooner or later, we're going to get to the compound. Okay, this one is different messages. Can this one be a compound?
No.
Because if code is A, I want to write code okay. If amount is greater than 5,000, I want to write amount okay. So those aren't the same. So I can't say... if code equals A and amount is greater than 5,000, or amount is greater than 5,000, because then what do I say? What message do I put out? Okay. So this one would be the situation where I want to know specifically which of these two was okay and led me to display it or to put out the message. Okay. So that can't be a compound. I'm still promising there is going to be a compound. Yes, COMP, that sounds promising. Okay, so the pipes are what makes it an OR. if code equals A or amount is greater than 5,000, then put out okay, else code message. And then 14 is making the compound with the problem in there. So I'm saying if A and or rather amount is greater than 5,000, put out okay, else put out problem. Which is this going to put out?
Problem.
Because it's code B, so I try amount. Amount is not greater than 5,000, so I have to take the else. Okay, I didn't get a yes to either question, so I would have to take the else. Okay, so if we actually run this one, which is... simple or compound YN. Okay. So that one got me problem. Right. Is it slash? Okay. Is it slash slash or is it a quote? Okay. So if I want to make a comment in here, remind me how I do this. Slash slash. Error is one I'm trying to remember. That seems to work. It didn't give me an error, so I'm suspecting that it's slash slash. That was purely a guess at that point. So if you go and one of my big complaints in life is why they can't come up with a common comment. Because you've got the ridiculous one with the less than hyphen hyphen, you've got a single quote. Got slash slash, and which language is which? No, but apparently the slash slash worked because I didn't get yelling at me for putting that in. Okay, now I want you to do the one, we looked at basic ands and ors. Code is A. Okay, I want you to write that one. Yeah.
Just a question. If the amount was exactly 5,000, would it come out with okay or problem?
If the amount was exactly, it would come out with problem. Because it's exactly 5,000 is not greater than 5,000.
So in order to have it be okay, you would need to change the greater than sign to a greater than or equal to.
Or make it greater than 4999.
Yeah.
Okay, either way. A lot of people like to keep the simple things so they make it greater than 4999.
Okay. So, what does that
say? Amount one, greater than 500.
Amount one, and that's
amount two.
Okay.
You can make up your amount.
All right.
Okay, so go ahead in and write one of these for this. And actually write it twice, so copy and paste or whatever, but write it once with simple if statements and once with a compound. I just do it the way I've been doing and defining the variables, and then you can just change them to see how it works. so I want you to coat it twice, as I said. Once using simple ifs and once using a compound. The thing that allows me to do my compound, remember, is that these are the same. And these are the same. So that allows me to do one compound. And then because you've got the variables defined, you can test it and see if it's working, all in the same program. Anybody got it working? Yes? No?
It's written all over the screen.
What's written all over the screen?
I'm trying it out. Whatever I wrote down.
Okay, is it up on the server?
Yeah.
Because that usually means it's not on the server. Yeah, but you wrote it on the server.
Yeah.
Usually the code, did you put in the fact that it was PHP?
I took it out and tried it with that.
Okay.
I'll put it back.
We'll look at the solution in a minute, because usually that means, when it does that, that usually means it doesn't understand it's in PHP. Uh-huh. That's what it usually means. You can go look at my solutions, because I've got a solution in there for this, and one of those that I put up, so go look at it. But, I mean, that doesn't look like it's a logic problem. It looks like it's convincing it that you're working the PHP problem. I don't honestly remember. Yeah, but that's without the else's. Or different. Okay, that's not quite there yet. That's close to it, but the one I asked you to do would have the same things on the nose, so that would just be problem there. But this is close to it. And the yeses would be the same. So that's not it. Okay, so let me find it again. Okay, this is the compound one. How are you doing?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm having a problem with one of my variables.
Okay.
I'm trying to, display it in a way, but, it's kind of hard.
Okay, let's put, I'm going to go in and look at the ones I have. I'm not sure if I have an exact solution. I thought I did. 14 was still looking at ORs. So it starts with 15 when I get into AND OR. So if you look at 15, this one is the beginning of that. It's just that it doesn't have the else. So this one is, I'm saying it's an A. And then I'm saying it's got to be either greater than 500, and if it is, then it's okay. Or else, I'm on second. It's got to be greater than 200, and in which case, it's okay. Now this one does not have the, what is the nodes? Okay, this one does not have the what if it, their notes. This one is just saying if the code is A, then either the first has to be greater than 500 or amount second has to be greater than 200. And it's not putting in the ors at all. I mean the else's at all. So if there is a no to the second question, if there was a no to the question about amount second greater than 200, it should have something in here that says don't problem or something. And if it's not an A, it should say problem. Okay, so this is the start of it. It's without the problem part. Then if I look at 15A, this is giving the compound for it. I'm saying if code equals A and amount first is greater than 500 or amount second is greater than 200, move OK, else move problem. So this is the one that is compound what I gave you up.
I know I did wrong.
Oh, what did you do?
I didn't save it as .php.
Ah, that'll do it too. It had to be something where it didn't recognize there was PHP. But that's another possibility, yes. I have saved them as .htmls many times. Okay. So, this is the answer to what I asked you to do on the compound one. Because I said if inventory code equals A, and then I put the parenthesis in, and the parenthesis really can be read as an either. Okay, so I'm saying an either amount first is greater than 500 or amount second is greater than 200. Move okay, else move problem. Now when I did the flowchart, I had okay as the thing that I put out no matter what was, whether it was amount first or amount second. If either of those were true, then I put out okay. Okay? Else I put out problem. So I had them the same. And that's why I can do a compound. Okay? If they were different, I couldn't do a compound. So if I go back and look at this, okay, if they're different, I can't put out a compound. So if I said, okay, first, okay, second, then I can't put out a compound because I want different messages. And if I say problem with the code, problem with the amounts, okay, I can't do a compound. They have to be the same in order to let me do a compound. That's where I'm at. So that's 15A, and 15A works as long as all of the good things say okay and all of the problems say problem. If you want to be more specific, then it wouldn't work. Okay. Now 16 is not using the else. It's just saying if it's A and those things put out okay, otherwise put out nothing. So 16, as I said, I don't think is a good thing to give the user because they assume something was wrong as opposed to my data didn't fit the criteria. Okay, this one has the problem in there for the amounts not working, but it still doesn't have the problem for the A not working. So this is the simple ifs that go down and say, I've got something here, something here. But notice they're different, and so this couldn't be a compound. And there's only one else. The else is if the amounts don't work. But I don't have an else or if the A doesn't work. So I would have to, right here, put in the problem for A, the code problem. So if I put in the code problem there, then this would work. Okay? This would cover everything. So then I would say, if amount, etc. Okay, so if you look at the curly braces, those go together, those go together, those go together, those go together, and this one goes with this one. So it has to be inside there that you would put the fact that it was a problem with the A. Okay? So this gets closer to doing the simple ifs. And that was 17. Okay. And this gets them all in, except that I have different words here, so this couldn't be a compound. But this is the way yours should have looked. Except that yours was going to say, okay, okay, problem, problem, because I gave you the same things. Okay, but if you have different messages, that's the way it would look. And this can't be a compound, because they're not the same. So you have to write it out individually. This is the other thing, reason why I like the curly braces the way I do it. I shouldn't be selling it. But the way I do it, it's so much easier to line them up and see if you've got a curly brace problem. Okay? So it's just so much easier lining them up than it is if you have the curly braces out to the side, in my humble opinion. So that's letting all of them go in. And again, I have different words, so this could not be done as a compound. But if both of the first two said okay and both of the last two said problem, then it could be done as a compound. Okay, what happens when I don't put the parenthesis in?
It would be A and 500 or 200 by itself.
Right. Now, if I were actually, if that's what I actually wanted, and I wanted to code it, it's a lot easier to code the single thing first, and then say, if it's not the single thing, then look for the two things. If you code the two things first, then the no to this one has to ask about amount second, and the no to this one has to ask about amount second. So you're coding amount second twice. Whereas if you ask the amount second question first, as the answer is no, okay, so if I put the amount second question, if the answer's yes, then it's okay. If the answer's no, then I ask, okay, is it an A? And if it is the first greater than 500? And if the answer's yes to both of those, then it's an okay. And if the answer's no to this one, I do nothing. And if the answer's no to this one, I do nothing. Okay. And it's a lot easier to code it that way, to flowchart it that way, than it is, again, if I ask the question A and I got a no, then I've got to ask about amount second. If I ask the question about amount first and I get a no, I got to ask about amount second. Does that make sense? Okay. So it's just easier to put it in like that. And then the third one, I basically did, and, okay, we can talk about this. Here I said, okay, if inventory code equals A, then go ahead and ask about the amounts. So this is kind of a partial compound, where I'm saying if the code is A, ask about the amounts. If it's not, then check. One of the two amounts has to be true. And again, this one doesn't have the problem part on it. But I would have to have the problem twice. So I would have, okay, if it's A, then continue on and ask about the first. So it's really the same flowchart. Ask about the first greater than 500. If it is, I'm okay. If not, then ask about is the second greater than 200. And if it is, I'm okay. Okay. Now, if I want to put problem into this one, I've got to put it two places. I got to have a problem here, and I got to have a problem here. So I've got to have else's on the two if statements. I only need the two if statements, so therefore I only need the two else's. Okay. But I'd have to put an else on both of those if I wanted to have a problem in there. Questions. And obviously I copied and pasted with the message. I had a no message that I did at some point. So if I wanted to put the problem in, I actually on this program would have probably used a little no message because I've set it up. Okay, I think that covers if statements. Yeah, those are the ones I have up there. And obviously there are 5,000 of them that I haven't covered, but those are the basics. Okay. Questions. Okay. Then we are done. Fourth group, which is what we will start on Thursday, and I'll put it out there. Fourth, is all loops. So we will be looking at loops on Thursday. we'll be done with the basics. And we'll go a little bit further, and then once we've gone a little bit further, we will start looking at PHP, at MySQL, which is the database that you're going to learn for this. Okay, yeah.
On the if assignment homework, you said you want to display the information using three different print structures.
Where am I? Okay, that's week two, right?
Yeah. Problem one at the end is that you want it with using three different print structures.
Yeah, and you can throw in echoes there too if you want to. Basically, you could use like three different print statements or one print statement combining them. I just wanted you to do the print three different ways. If you look at my examples of print and echo,
yeah.
I've got a load of ways in there.
Okay.
Just ways of laying it out. And so I want you to go back and just try laying it out in those different ways.
Okay.
And then the second one I said, use three different echo structures. So I want you to go through and put out echo, echo, echo in three different ways. And one of them can be using a single echo for each thing, that's one structure. Then you can combine them in certain ways, okay? So you can pick structures that you want and combine them. Okay.